Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now in this episode, we're going to consider the subject, you are what you think. So this is really important, a really important area that I'd like us to consider for our overall health and well-being. So clearly you're somebody that's very interested in maybe somatics, somatic movement. And if you've been following me on Total Somatics Online as a member, or you're a subscriber to my blogs, or you've just been checking me out on social media or within the podcast sphere, then you'll know that I always talk about the close connection between your emotional, mental, physical and spiritual health. And collectively, we refer to all this as our soma in the modality somatics. So today I'm going to discuss an area of the brain which is constantly involved in how we perceive, register, respond or react to scenarios and situations. Now this area of your brain that I'm going to discuss with you is called the reticular activating system. So what is the reticular activating system? Is this new to you? Well, the reticular activating system, and I'll probably call it RAS at times because it's a bit of a tongue twister, it's a bundle of nerves which start at the top of your spinal cord and then it extends upwards by about 5 centimetres. And the diameter of your RAS is slightly larger than the average pencil. So all of your senses except the sense of smell are wired into your RAS. Now the RAS has several functions, but the one that I'd like us to consider today is how it creates a filtering system to your mind. I like to liken the RAS to a secretary filtering the phone calls and the emails to the CEO of a company. Now the secretary will filter and relay the necessary information to the CEO so that person can make the decision. The RAS works in exactly the same manner. It makes sure that your brain doesn't have to deal with too much information. You know, if it's way too much, it's massive, massive sensory overload, isn't it? And so it plays a big role in the sensory information that we perceive on a daily basis. And so you might think, well, why is this needed? Well, every second, 100 pieces of data flood your conscious mind and a staggering 40 million pieces of data enter your subconscious mind. So your senses are constantly feeding on so much information to your brain that you couldn't possibly pay attention to all of it. And that's exactly what the secretary does. She or he filters all this information, all this data, and provides the relevant information to be brought to that CEO's attention. Stop for a moment and for about 10 seconds, heighten your awareness to the sounds and the sensations around you. There are so many. Take, for example, your skin. There's just over 2 meters square of your skin, which contains millions of nerve cells, and they detect pain, temperature, location, and pressure. And then we've got the amazing structure of our eyes. They capture 300 megapixels of information every single second. Your brain never switches off. It's processing all of the time. There are also certain pieces of information which get through to the RAS. For example, you may be in a large crowd and there's lots of conversation around you, but you hear your name mentioned and your RAS will hone in on that conversation even though somebody is talking to you in a separate conversation on the other side of the room. You see, your RAS is always aware of anything that could threaten your safety. Your brain is wired to bring certain things to the top of your consciousness because it's considered important for survival and protection. Nowadays, we don't have to worry about a bear jumping out at us like we would do, you know, if we lived in the caveman era with the fight or flight stress response. But the RAS can be seen in different facets of life. Whatever we focus our attention and interests on, we start to see these events and situations before our very eyes. We have set the RAS to filter and deliver events, conversations, and situations to what we want to see. A well-known example of how the RAS works is when we're looking to purchase a new car. We may read up on a certain car and we may test drive it. Once we focus our RAS on that car, we start seeing it everywhere. And they've always been there, but because we're filtering our system to look for them, we can see them everywhere now. So this can be useful when buying a car, but in other situations, it's not always a good thing. In my clinical practice, I can see how the RAS can be debilitating to people's growth and development. Long-held beliefs, which have been adopted sometimes by other people's comments from a diagnosis or actions that have stopped them believing that they can change their mindset and their approach to health, wellness, and improving their quality of life, it starts to develop disempowering beliefs. But why would the RAS cause such debilitating results? Well, your conscious mind operates 95% of the time. And from the content that you provide to your subconscious, the RAS takes its instructions about what to filter and make relevant to your conscious mind. So the RAS is like a radar and it will hone in on what you've trained your subconscious mind to focus on. To highlight this, I've seen clients in clinical practice that have informed me that they can't move, say, their right shoulder because of X, Y, and Z. They've informed me that since their health professional told them to expect X, Y, and Z to happen, that they wouldn't get full function of that right shoulder again. And then only very recently, one health professional told a client that it's highly likely that she'll have a frozen shoulder for about 18 months. She was advised to start making plans for a full-time carer. I mean, how disempowering are those words on her mind and her body? But thankfully, with somatics, she regained movement in her shoulder and a reduction in pain. And in some situations, though, my clients can almost remember the entire conversation with their health professional as if it was yesterday. And yet it can sometimes be many years ago. You see, they are reliving stress or trauma in their mind and their body, or, you know, their whole soma. And this can cause them to feel overwhelmed, and they can feel that they've got no control over their health and well-being. And in some instances, they never get what their health professional actually so-called prophesied, as it were, about that specific body area or region. And yet their subconscious mind has locked onto someone else's opinion for years and allowed their RAS to filter out opportunities and situations to help improve their mobility and reduce their pain. Often I find that people inform me that they've tried everything and somatics is their last hope. But this is good because with somatic education, the practitioner and the client work together. The client starts to shift their mindset by actually changing the filtering system of their RAS once they're encouraged to mindfully move certain limbs which have been immobilized partially due to fear for many, many years. Somatics is all about mindful movement. The smaller and the slower we make movements, we start sensing movement and how our body actually feels, rather than being told by somebody else how it should feel. After all, somatics is purely based around syncing your mind and your body or the entire workings of your soma so that they work in harmony together. See, somatics is based on neuroscience. These are skills which anybody can learn and continue to practice. Somatics is known as cortical learning. We are changing and improving the way the mind and the body or the soma can move, sense and feel. So we are reducing pain by switching off chronically tight muscles, allowing you to move more freely again. And so cortical learning also means that we are increasing the amount of space in our brain map or in our real estate that's within our brain. And that's what's really important, because when we start to increase the amount of space and activity in our real estate of our brain, we can coordinate, we can sense, we can feel, and we can change old habits and behaviors, those that are physically, emotionally, and psychologically. And so as you develop mindfulness with Total Somatics, you'll notice how your skill set will empower you. you will notice that you start moving areas of your body which you may have psychologically braced for many years. And I often use the analogy of an onion and its layers, and also how to highlight that as we grow in our understanding of our emotional health, of our physical health, of our mental health, we start to take that extra layer away. And each time we practice somatics, we notice changes as we do peel another layer. And we start to read more of the sensory feedback and the movement that we are feeling within our soma. We start to adopt a somatic lifestyle, which I teach within the online program. We start to see life more objectively. We start to develop more of a mindful approach to all areas of our life. And we change the way that we believe. So instead of creating those limiting beliefs, those roadblocks, we start to change. And when we do that, we begin to respond rather than react to different events in life. And when we change our self-belief to a healthier mindset, rather than feeling that we're not worthy or nobody likes me or they have it in for me, we see situations very differently. We realize that a person may not be reacting the way that we perceived it to be. Rather, it's how we perceive ourselves. And when we change our mindset and we look with soft eyes at events, rather than focusing on one small point which we may have blown out of all proportion, we start to see opportunities, friendships, and solutions to situations. I often suggest to clients that they liken this to a camera. When we take a photo of a beautiful scenery, we want to capture as much from that shot as possible. So we may photograph a fabulous panoramic view, but with the same camera and the same scenery, we could zoom in on a piece of litter that we'd noticed. The focus and attention from that serene image evokes upbuilding conversations about how beautiful nature is and how good it is to be alive. But then with the same camera and the same photographer, that photo which highlights that zoomed up image of litter can invoke a completely different conversation. It can be negative. It can be talking about how animals can die from that litter. It's making an assumption to a particular generation that may have caused this, and the negativity just goes on and on. And yet, it's the same camera, it's the same photographer, but it's what we decide as an individual to focus on. It's the same with us in life. Like the camera, we have an amazing mind. And like a photographer, we have this huge control over the lens or what we focus on or what we look at or what we draw our attention to. And only we ourselves can change the focus and how we view our self-worth and how we view ourselves generally. Once we realize that we have the power and the conviction within ourselves to change our mindset and our beliefs about who we are and our value, we start living a life full of opportunities, which in turn improves our quality of life. And it all takes small yet consistent steps to change our mindset. But thanks to the discovery of neuroplasticity, we know that we're not hardwired. And so your brain has this capacity to change for the benefit of your health and well-being. It's just, are you willing to step forward and move forward to make those healthier steps towards your mindset and also how you think? So take that first step today and join me within the Total Somatics online program. Start to take back control of your health and well-being so that you can start living a more somatic, holistic and balanced life. Until next time, take care. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.